here now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to take every spirit in my control for God's glory and for a manifestation of the resurrection of His Son. The Holy Spirit is here. Be reverent and know Him who knows you, and pray. Now, sister, I want you to come just a little closer to me. I want to talk to you. I want you to answer me. To the best of your knowledge, from the depths of your heart. I suppose that you and I are total strangers to each other. I've never seen you in my life. You're just a person. I'm up here on a platform. You got a little card that had a number and a letter on it. And you just, that number was called. That's all there was. But the Lord Jesus Christ, perhaps what if He was here? He couldn't heal you, or He's already did that. When He died at Calvary, He purchased your healing. Your faith would have to do that. But if He was standing here, it'd be like He talked to the woman at the well. He'd know something about you. If you was a Christian, He would know it. If you was an unbeliever, He would know it. If there's anything in your life that shouldn't be, He'd tell you about it. Don't you believe that? Well, if He is risen from the dead and lives here in spirit form, then He could speak that to His servant. Is that right? If He would let me know something about you, maybe what's wrong with you or something in your life that you know that I know nothing about, would you accept your healing and believing that I have told the truth about it? If it is healing you're desiring, whatever it is, you'd accept whatever you're here for. Is that right? Well, may He grant you. You're conscious that something's going on, aren't you? You're conscious that you're in the presence of something besides your brother. Yes. If that's right, raise up your hand. You're in His presence. Now the audience, the Holy Spirit, tomorrow night then pictures will be here of this angel. It's standing right here now. Right here now. She's feeling that presence of His being, which is going to her. She is a Christian, a believer, a spirit-filled Christian. And she's believing. And that's why she's feeling the operation of that being standing here. Isn't that right, lady? You are a believer. That is right. Because your spirit is welcome. The angel of the Lord, which is now on both of us, is making me see that your spirit is welcome. You're here in a distress. You're having something is happening in your life. I see you kind of a fainting or falling away. Weakness spells hit you. And it overtakes you, and you have to fan you sometime or something. You have, it's kind of like an attack, a fainting spell. That's caused from a nervous condition, nervous heart. You're interested in some loved one. That's a boy, about around 9 or 10 years old, and he's seriously ill with some kind of a heart trouble. Isn't that the truth? Now you give me the handkerchief that you brought here in your hand. I want you to come here. Our kind Heavenly Father, You know the secret of every heart, and nothing is hid but what will be revealed. And for the glory of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, I now curse this sickness that's on her body. May it come out of her and leave her in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as I send this handkerchief to her son, may the heart trouble leave and she be made well, and the son also, for God's glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
You believe. You know what was told you is right. What is said will be right. Go, don't doubt. You'll get over the spells and your son will be healed. God bless you. Have faith now in God. Believe with all your heart. You shall see the glory. Every person in here should receive the Lord Jesus Christ at this time. Now be reverent. Don't move around. Remember, when you're moving, evil spirits that come out of one person goes to another. How many know that's Bible?
Yes.
It is. And they'll go right to you as sure as anything. If you don't want to show up with a heart trouble or cancer or something, be reverent. For I cannot stop it, only as you obey. Remember in the Bible when a spirit was cast out of a man? They said, let us go over and get them hogs. They're powerless until they have a place to dwell. Some boys went out and thought they could cast out evil spirits, and they called on the devil. The devil went out of the man into the boy. So be reverent. I suppose, sister, that you and I are strangers to each other. I do not know you. Never seen you in my life. But you're sure that you're in his presence. Just being in the presence of your brother couldn't make you feel the way you are now. For between you and I is a misty, foggy, white-looking condition, and I know that you are receiving of him. For you're coming asking for something. And the scripture said, ask and you shall receive. If God will reveal to me what your troubles is, will you accept what you're asking for? You will, or may he grant it. You believe God would heal you of that nervous condition, sir, sitting there? You believe that it'd make you well? You believe he would do it? With a white shirt on, you're suffering with a nervous condition. Isn't that right, mister? Sitting there with the glasses on, you got a watch on your arm here. Raise up your hand so that's you. You got a nervous condition, isn't that right? You're a stranger. I know you. You just come here to sit down, that's all. Is that true? But you're suffering with a nervous condition. And you were there just then trying to believe with all your heart that I was God's servant. Isn't that right? And I see somebody come. Them other two people is with you sitting there right by it. Yes, sir, that's right. You're suffering. The one suffer, both of you suffer stomach trouble sitting there. If you believe that God will make you well, do you believe it? All both of you? With all your heart, raise up your hand. The three of you stand up just a moment. Almighty God, their faith has touched you, which has turned your attention from this woman on the platform to their faith. May the diseases of their bodies leave in the name of Jesus Christ. I cast it out. May they go free tonight. Amen. The Lord bless you, three of you. You're going home to be well. Your faith has made you whole. God bless you. Amen. Excuse me, lady. It was something the Holy Spirit moving. It left and it went that way. But you are standing here in regards to another person. And that other person has just been to a doctor of some sort, and they took some blood, or it's a blood condition. That's another person. And you received a message from this person recently, and that person's postmark envelope that you're reading in come from New York. It's a woman from New York suffering with a blood condition that you're standing for. Isn't that right? All right. Hand me your handkerchief you want to put on her. Heavenly Father, may when this handkerchief reaches the woman, may she be made completely whole as I send it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Lord. God bless you. You shall have what you ask for. Lord. God bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hey. The God of heaven who rolls up his Son Jesus, who has not left us in this last days without a witness of his being.
Yes.
May the Lord's blessings continue. All right. Bring the... Excuse me. I'm not upset. Do you realize what vision does to you? There was a man by the name of Daniel saw one vision. He was troubled in his head for many days.
Right.
How do you do? Your child, you believe me to be the servant of the Lord Jesus?
Sure do.
You believe that you're standing in his presence, that not mine, his presence now? If God Almighty, through his Son Christ Jesus, which has me anointed now to speak to you for your benefit, do you believe that God will reveal to me what is wrong with this child and who this child is? Will you accept the healing of the child because he's too little to do it? The little lad suffers with some sort of a coughing condition. It's an asthmatic, a dry cough. Is that right? That's your son. I see him in your own home. And say, you are a minister yourself. and you're suffering yourself. You just had a nervous breakdown. And you live somewhere near a river where a great river goes. I believe it's the Mississippi River. Around Woodville or somewhere like that. Is that right? Down around close to the river? All right, you both, I'll send you home in the name of Jesus Christ. You've been out of the pulpit for a while, haven't you? Kind of a nervous breakdown. Go home, you're returning well.
To preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart, and you shall receive what the Holy Spirit reveals, and you'll be made well, every one of you. Just believe with all your heart. You shall receive whatever God has said. Now, believe now. All right, let the patient come. All right. As you come, lady, come believing. Don't have any doubts in your heart. Or if you're just a little suspicious, the Holy Spirit cannot and will not. It's a very timid being. And I want to speak with you just a moment before I ask the prayer. First is to find out what's the matter and what's your condition. Do you believe that God knows you and knows you since you was born? You believe that He could reveal to me what you want, what your desire of Him is? Or if you come here as a critic, I'll know it. And you'll see what happens. But I know that you're not a critic because you have come in sincerity. And you've come from another city. You don't even belong in this city. And you've been suffering for many years. About 6 or 7 years you've been suffering, and you've had surgery. You've been in the hospital. You've been in the hospital twice. And you was a long time in the hospital, and they're doing something about the spine. It's a spinal condition. Isn't that the truth?
Right.
You believe He's sure to make me well now? If I shall ask Him, will the miseries leave and will you go home well? You believe it with all your heart? I see a man, it's your husband. His name's Harry or something like that, isn't that right?
That's right.
I know he's sitting right there. I can feel his spirit pulling as I'm talking to you. He's believing now. Come here. Just around this way. Kind Heavenly Father, as the woman is seeking to have life, to be rid of this misery, standing before this audience tonight, I pray for her, Lord, with all my heart. And your servants, the doctors, have tried to relieve her of this, but have failed to do it. But thou wilt not fail. You're God, and you can't fail. And you're the one who made us this promise. And I ask you to do so as I fulfill the words of our Lord Jesus, saying, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And now, Satan, to you that bound the woman, you've hid from the doctor, but you can't hide from God. Come out of the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, I charge thee to leave this woman and come from her. Amen. Now, sister, go to your husband. You're not suffering now. The pain, is that right? The pain is gone, and you go to your husband, a well woman, to glorify God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Let's thank to the Lord Jesus. Be reverent. Be prayerful. All right, come with the patient. How do you do? I suppose that we're strangers to each other also, you and I. We do not know each other. But Jesus Christ knows the both of us, doesn't He? Well, now, have told the truth, lady, the best of my knowledge, according to this Bible. And now, if I have told the truth, the Bible said that God would testify of His gifts. Is that the truth? In the book of Hebrews, it said that. Then God can reveal to me what your sickness is. God knows all about it. I do not. You're just a woman standing before me. But God does know you. And if He will reveal your trouble, will you accept it then and believe with all your heart? I somehow see a young lady standing before you. It's a... It's a strange audience, Reverend, just a moment. Now you look on me. I mean by that, it's like Peter and John passed through the gate and said, look on me. In other words, attract the attention. And I am not reading the woman's mind up there either. No. This. It's that colored girl sitting right down there. She has a muscular condition. Isn't that right, young lady? Stand up on your feet. You don't know that young woman, do you? Never seen her in your life. You don't know this lady, do you? Never seen her. You know nothing about one. No, you wasn't even thinking of her. So you're wrong. It wasn't reading her mind. God wanted to expose that. See? You have a muscular condition, don't you, lady? You're not a Christian, are you? But if you will you want to accept Jesus now as your Savior? Raise up your hand and say, I accept Christ as my Savior. Then I'll heal you through the name of Jesus Christ. The muscular condition's gone from you. Go and sin no more. The Lord bless you. Amen. Now may the Lord give His blessing. Now, you are here for a lady, oh. You're not for yourself. It's a lady. She is a relative of yours. She's a niece. And she's here in Chicago and got some kind of a blood condition or something is a blood condition that she's bothered with. And I see there's another lady that you have that you're thinking of. And that's another niece. And she is near a river where there's lots of bridges crossing from the east to the west, and she's in a hospital. And she is a woman that's got children. She has no husband. And the woman has diabetes. And she's in a serious condition. And she's in a hospital. And that hospital is in St. Louis. Is that right? In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I lay my hands on this woman in a representative way as she's representing the sick, and may they be healed through Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Go and find a soul.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Blessed be the God of heaven who raised up His Son Jesus Christ to show to this dying, adulterous, ungodly world the power of the resurrection of the Son of God in these last and evil days. When His glory shall be known, all man shall know that Jesus is the Son of the living God. All right, come, sir. Be reverent. Believe with all your heart. God shall manifest Himself to you in a miraculous way. I want to ask you something. Are we strangers to each other, I suppose, are we? You believe? And you believe in God, Christ as His Son, and I as His servant. Then go eat your supper. Your stomach trouble has left you. God bless you. You're healed. God bless you. Would you come? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? You believe me to be His servant? You believe if God could He show me what your condition is? Of course, you're wearing glasses. But could you believe that if there's something secret that I couldn't see, if he'd reveal it, would you accept what I told you tonight, that Jesus has already died for your healing? Would you accept your healing then? If God would reveal to me some secret of your life that I know nothing about, outside your eyes, you'd believe. You have diabetes. Isn't that right? Have you accepted your healing? Then you shall have it. God bless you.
In
Jesus Christ's name, go and be his blessed. Let's say, blessed be the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord.
How do you do, young lady? You believe with all your heart? You'd like to eat again and be right too, wouldn't you? It's a nervous condition that causes it. You've been more or less nervous all your life. Upset. Always crossing bridges, fretting about things. Isn't that right? That nervous type that's causing us or in your stomach. And when you eat, it sours in your stomach and causes you discomfort. You have a real nervous condition. It gets you down in the late time of the afternoon. Isn't that right? You get so nervous, sometimes you can't hold yourself together. Isn't that right? If I tell you that you're healed in the name of Jesus Christ, will you accept it? You will? In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands on you, and according to the Word of God, you are healed. Go and may God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Oh, my. How everybody now is becoming in one accord. That's the way to get.
Amen.
Now you're coming to a place where you could see the glory of God manifested over the audience. I'll give you this handkerchief. Again, if you ever feel like you're having another heart fluttering, lay that on your heart. It's gone from you now. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Have faith. Believe with all your heart. You shall receive what you've asked for. Have faith. Don't doubt. All right. Come, lady. Had a funny feeling when I said that man, didn't it? That's what was wrong with you, too. It's gone from you now. Go. God be with you. It'll never bother you no more, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe with all your heart. Be reverent. I wonder, sister, if you're aware of the blackness that's walking before you.
Death.
Laying in your road. He has. The cancer is dead. Now you can go. God bless you, my sister. Your faith has done that for you. And you can go. Oh, my! How you ought to believe death can be changed to life by faith in God.
Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just a little bit disappointed a while ago. Lady sitting there holding her prayer card. She started to get up in the line. Yes, sister, it's you. And she thought she'd get into the prayer line. But you failed to make it. You believe that sugar diabetes left you one a while ago? Are you believing? Just stand there. That's all right. You don't have to come up. Go believe now. You stop taking insulin. Jesus Christ will make you well. Your eyes will get well too. The sugar's what's making your eyes go that way.
God bless you now. Go home in peace. God be with you. Thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Young man, sitting right over here on the end, you're having some spiritual difficulty, aren't you? Sitting here, the fellow looking right at me, he's been praying there in the last few minutes. Sitting right here with a little white-looking coat on.
You, sir, stand up. Right there, yes. You're having some kind of a spiritual difficulty, sitting out on the end of the row there. Yes, you. You don't have a prayer card, do you? You don't have no prayer card? You have a spiritual difficulty you're having trouble with. Is that right? It's going to lead you now. Wave your hand up to God and say, I accept it. It's gone from you. You're going to receive what you've asked for. Go home in the name of the Lord Jesus and be made well. You think God would heal you at that rupture, mister, sitting out there on the end of the road looking this way? You thought he did a while ago, didn't you? That's what he did. Christ makes you well. Your heart trouble's gone from you, sir. Go on the road rejoicing and be happy. And the entire group here can be made well at this time if you'll do what I tell you to do. Will you do it? Will you accept it, what I ask you to do? Stand up to your feet just a minute. Every person. Quote these words. Do you now, I want you to do this first. Do you now believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is in this building? Do you believe he's raised from the dead?
Amen.
Do you believe this is his spirit moving through the earth? Do you believe it's him that's speaking through me? Do you believe
Amen.
That? Then here's his word from both Bible and from his servant. Jesus healed every one of you when he died at Calvary.
Amen.
He was wounded for your transgressions, with his stripes you're healed, and every person that's got faith enough to believe it right now can be made completely whole. Do you believe it? Do you accept it? Let's have prayer. Almighty God, bless these handkerchiefs as laying here for the sick. And bless these sick who is now accepting you as their healer. And may the power of Almighty God be in this audience and shake this people to a faith of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may they be well.
Amen.
I now, as your servant, take authority over every demon power that's got the people bound in this building.
Well,
I say, Satan, come out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are defeated. Make the cripple walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the sick to be healed through Jesus, the Son of God. Now, here is divine healing. Oh, I'm past time. Now, wait a minute. I wouldn't have said that. Notice, let this soak in now real good. Here's the patient's coming. It comes moving up. Here stands the healer, as we call it in the terms, because I imagine we're all Christians here this afternoon. Here stands the one that's like the preacher, the healer, the prophet, whatever it may be. Here he stands. He's just a man. But here comes the Holy Ghost down and anoints this person.
Yeah.
Then he's not his own. He's got a secret in his own heart that only him and God knows.
Yeah.
He submits himself into the Spirit, like a preacher going to the pulpit. Submits himself.
Yeah.
He's got a text all here, oh, this is what I've got to preach on. But the first thing he knows, it don't work. A real Spirit-filled preacher will follow the Spirit every time. If he tries that old dry sermon, he'll make his congregation go to sleep. But if he goes ahead and follows the Spirit, God will lead him right out into deep waters with him. You know that's right. God's trying to get a message for it. Well, here's the man standing with healing now. He's anointed. Now, the first thing you know, here comes the patient walking up. Truly faith, here stands the man anointed. As the patient begins to move up, the anointed man, not the man, now he's just human, but the Spirit that's on him. Jesus said, not me, but my Father that dwelleth in me. Here comes the patient walking up. Now the healer standing. He's watching the patient as he comes. His heart must be for the patient. He must love the patient. He must be willing to do anything to see that patient get well. His whole human soul has to go to that patient in divine love, because he's knowing he's standing in the stead of the Lord Jesus Christ. And knowing at the day of judgment, he'll have to answer for every word. You must realize what you're doing. The patient walks up. The first thing you know, that cancer in that patient begins to move. What's the matter? It's recognizing not that man, it's recognizing that Spirit on the man. I've had them to come when they'd be in straitjacks and holler, scream, they didn't even know their own name, say, William Branham, you've got nothing to do with me. And the people say, well, they don't even know their own name. It wasn't them. It was that devil that had him so controlled like that he knew what it was. You have nothing to do with me. Here they come up now. There you see your patient moving up. What are you going to do? You're helping. You turn to the audience. a critic spirit coming here, one coming from here, one coming from up here. You're anointed. You can feel it. Like, just like going. You can feel that. Then you can feel, know that this spirit here, if you watch your anointing, feel for the Holy Spirit, you hear another over here crying. It's this one here crying to that one there for help to try to create an unbelief amongst the people. Anything that he can do. Here's an old demon-possessed person sitting there saying, now look, he's just reading their mind. If he can get that same spirit on the one next to him, the one next to him, the one next to him, they build up a chain.
Yeah.
You see, Jesus, he took Peter, James, and John. He put the unbelievers outside. When Jesus went to heal a blind man, them standing around criticizing, he took him by the hands, took him out of the city.
Yeah.
When Peter went in to raise Dorcas, they was all screaming and crying and going on, he took them everyone out.
Yeah.
That's right. Get to yourself. Here's the patient, but you're standing here like a public show almost. Oh, what will take place? What will be the decision of this woman standing here? I see you. Then the first thing you know, the Spirit begins to anoint. She's coming with good faith, coming believing with all of her heart. Here you are standing here the same way. Here's these demon powers and working all out through there, trying to get cooperation wherever it can. That's where you stand. Hear me say something about this woman here has certain things. That woman there has the same thing. That one over there has the same thing. That one over there has, it's every time the truth. Is that right?
Yeah.
What is it? It's that channel there.
Yeah.
Them demons screaming. Why, in a vision, you can almost see a dark street. That's right. And it's just a pull. You can feel it. I don't know how to tell you do it. But you do it. Now you're, what the thing is, you're trying to help the patient. Now here's the patient. What are you going to do? I say, oh my, now Lord, you said that if you'd be sincere and get the people to believe you, and when you prayed, nothing would stand before the prayer. I said, Lord, they won't believe me. He said, there will be given to you two gifts, like was given unto Moses, and you'll perform these things, and by this they will believe. The first thing, but the main thing is not nothing. That don't have nothing to do with the healing of the people. He told me that I was born in this world to pray for sick people.
Amen.
And if I could get the people to believe me and be sincere when I prayed, nothing would stand before the prayer.
Amen.
That's what he told me.
Amen.
And it's the truth.
Amen.
That's right. It's not. See, this is not the healing. This is only to accumulate a faith to believe in healing.
Amen.
There's a patient standing there. Now I'm wondering what to do. I feel myself swaying and going. Looks like something's going from you. It's a battle going on. Here's the Holy Spirit standing here holding its ground. God's Word's right. There's men and women sitting there anointed with the devil saying it's hypnotism, it's psychology, it's all this or that. It's wrong, trying to anoint the rest of the crowd. And here's the Holy Spirit trying to get them to believe. Then let's gather in one unit. That's right. Gather together and bind ourselves. Then when I feel that Spirit settling up on the people, something's fixed to take place. I look around and think, now, Holy Spirit, you told me that I know the secrets of their heart, and by this they would believe me. I say, now, Lord, in my heart, let me know what this woman's done or what's wrong with her. The first thing you know, I break into another world, and I hear my voice, yet I don't know that I'm speaking, yet I'm talking to this woman, telling her what she done. She is at a doctor's office. She did a certain thing. He said she had cancer. When she's certain done this, and where is she by? I see her come out of the house. I look up and I see the house number. I look at a street, maybe I recognize the city, or see a sign, or something. She's got something in her hand, or where she's kneeling praying, or something like that. Then the first thing you know, it fades from me. And when it does, I say, you believe? Is that the truth, sister? That's the truth. That's every bit the truth. Then I look back. I feel that battle still going on. Then what am I going to do? I don't know. I say, well, have faith in God. I pray. Let him go on. 9 times out of 10, the life's still beating right there. But here comes another one just like her. The same thing's done. As soon as she walks there, and that's revealed to her, brother, something happens down in here.
Yeah.
What happened? Then I feel that the Spirit is right. I say, Satan, come out of her.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The same God that spoke and brought life out of that tree, the same Holy Spirit speaking, bringing the life out of that cancer that's
right.
Eating that woman up.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
She hurries off and she goes home telling people, oh, God, heal me. Her husband said, now you're getting all worked up. She goes and tells her self-styled pastor, why, the days of miracles is past. Go ask your doctor. Doctor, why, the girl's still there. Don't you believe that holy roller? Well, sure, the tree was still standing there.
Yeah.
But the life was out of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let her go on saying, yes, I believe it. I don't care how many times my husband says, oh, if there's a growth that big around, I still something in my heart told me I'm healed.
Yeah.
Sometimes a vision will break forth, I see her years later. I'll say, thus saith the Lord. Better watch that then. It's already happened. Thus saith the Lord. You are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to be well. There ain't enough devils out of hell can break it then. That's right. That woman will go home. She'll feel good for a few days. The life's gone out. There's the cancer still there. She'll feel good for a few days and she'll go on rejoicing. The first thing you know, that corruption, the wither begins from the root. What was it? That tiny little germ, it went in there first. It caused that cancer. That life has gone out.
Amen.
Casting out devils.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That devil is gone. And when it's gone, the believer believes it. And it wasn't my faith. It was the operation of the Holy Ghost through me that gave her faith. Her own faith is what made her well. Then she's healed. There she goes about. And no matter how sick she gets, she still believes that there's nothing that can change her. She's solid. She believes it with all of her heart. She's bound to get sick. That old thing begins to swell. First thing you know, gets worse. She gets sick. She gets a fever. She gets down. Sure, it's dying, rotting right away. The patient gets well. Sometimes it's a miracle performer. It just vanishes away. But what is it? Casting out devils.
Yeah.
Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, not only this tree, but if you say to that mountain, be removed and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass.
Amen.
Oh, glory!
Praise God.
Oh, my! I like these afternoon meetings when we just get together like this.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, in my name, they shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. That's what he said. That's what I believe. That thus saith the Lord. In my name, they shall cast out devils. And they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. There's a devil exposed. Your cancer was a little pet name called cancer. He's a devil. That little old fever's been bothering you. It's the devil. Yes, indeedy. Used to be a long time ago when Prohibition's in, they had the old whiskey jug called John Barleycorn with a great big old straw hat on it and the big funny-looking eyes. Here's a horrible-looking thing. You know what? They took old John Barleycorn down and they put him in little tin bumpers, little cans. People set them all in their icebox, all polished up and in society. But, brother, at the bottom of it is still the same old damnable, rotten liquor drink that ever was in the first place. He's still the same. If he's in bumpers or whatever he's in, it's still the same old devil. And you might call him, in this other medical realm, you might call it cancer, you might call it tumor, cataract or fungus or whatever you want to, but it's still the same old devil that Jesus said, come out of the man. Hallelujah. I'm the Lord thy God. That forgiveth all of thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this afternoon for the gathering.
Yeah.
As the Word has been all chopped up, Lord, but may the Holy Spirit some way divide it out straightly and give it to every heart.
Yeah.
May when these people come to this meeting tonight, may they come with such a stern determination that nothing's going to bother them no more.
Lord.
May faith be instilled in their heart till the devils of hell can't shake them no way. May this be a time of revival and moving among the people. Lord, may the lame walk, the blind see, the cancers be healed, devils cast out. May this week produce such a revival in Chicago for long remembered and make this meeting so salty. You said you're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has only got a look and not a savior, it is henceforth good for nothing but to be laughed at. And Father, we pray that every Christian will take his post of duty, get on the telephone, call others, do everything he can, go out into the country, drag in from the hedges and highways and byways, the lame halt blind, which was the last call that Jesus said to be before the coming, the great supper. Grant it, Father, and we'll praise Thee in eternity when the battle's all over, the hot sun is finished, and we sit down under the shade of the evergreen tree. There's a rest when the old war, the implements of war is stacked together. The last sermon's preached, the devil's defeated and chained up and sent into hell.
Hallelujah.
All the demons are bound. Hallelujah!
Yes.
No more cancer, no more diseases. Everything is whipped out in Christ as King, and God is
Lord. Hallelujah.
And the saints live and reign with Him forever. Till then, may the Holy Ghost guide the church and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you
Again.
Now, you're standing there, maybe come up in the healing line for sickness. Now, he can tell me just exactly where the sickness is, what it's all about, or anything else he wants to tell me. I do not know you. I have never seen you in my life. And I don't know whether you know me or not, do you? You see me. Where was it at? In Chicago. Well, that's fine. All right. Then, you just know me by sitting in the audience and looking, perhaps. That's it. Probably the closest we ever was together in life, as far as we know. But yet, God has watched you every move that you've made. He's watched me every move that I have made. Now, you're standing there in need, and I'm standing here trying to help you. Now, if I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. But if I be God's servant and have told the truth of this gift, then God will testify that it's the truth. Is that right? Now, the audience is the judge. Now, just for this one case here, here's a woman, one of your Chicago women here. She's standing here in need. I don't know what she has need of. She may have cancer. She may have tumor. She may have a nervous breakdown. I don't know. God does. I do not. And the woman don't even know me, and I don't know her. But God knows both of us. Is that right? Now, if the Lord will reveal to this woman by just standing watching her or speaking with her, then will you all believe that the Lord Jesus has brought an ensign to Chicago that He's the Lord that heals all your diseases? Now, won't you just listen? Now, I believe you said you were from Aberdeen, Mississippi. Is that so? Oh, I think. Oh, you saw me in Chicago. All right. I just wanted to talk to you. That's all right. Now, I want this to, look on me, as Peter and John said, just look on us, you see. And as Jesus tried to trap the attention of the woman at the well, so do I to you. Well, you've been living in Chicago, you've been staying here, but you do belong in Mississippi, and you're figuring on turning back right away. You're going back. Is that right? Mm-hmm. That's true. And your desire is a loved one, and that loved one is a husband. One time you had a happy home, but it was broke up by your husband backsliding, and he's become to drinking. And you're here tonight. The main thing, you are nervous and needy, but your main thing is to see your husband get saved. And you've come believing, and something come on your heart this very day, that if you could stand in his stead here and I'd ask God, I'm not reading your mind, but isn't that what happened today? That your husband drank and leaving. And a while ago and more, I see you sitting in the audience. When I saw talking to that alcoholic, something come up on you that said, this will be the night it will be done. There you are. There's the Holy Spirit here revealing. Now, that's the woman's desire. That's in her life. Is that right, sister? If that's right, raise up your hand. Come here. Father God, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's here present now, I ask that that demon spirit of alcoholism that's bound her husband to break up their home and cause this trouble, may it come out of the man. I condemn it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, sending His word across the nation and condemning that spirit in her husband. May they be reunited and a happy home again for God's glory. God, that's your son.
Hallelujah.
Satan is bound him. He's my brother. Satan, come out of him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I adjure thee to leave the man. Amen.
Amen.
Go and find it so, my sister. All right, amen. Now, dear reverend, do you believe that God has, the Lord Jesus Christ has been raised up from the dead?
Amen.
Then the very things that he said that he would do, that he is doing? Do you believe it now?
Amen.
With all your heart? All right, be reverent then, and believe. You will receive. Do you believe it's sitting there, lady, praying, looking on me so sincerely? Do you believe God could reveal to me your trouble from right here? You do? Do you know, you believe that sinus is going to leave you and you're going to get well? If you do, stand up on your feet, the lady there said. Do you believe that? You believe it's your heal now? If you believe it, you can go home and do well. And lady, you sitting out there at the end, out there, you had it also. Do you believe you got well too of the sinus at the same time? Then stand up on your feet and you are healed also. You can go and be rid of it. Amen. How do you do, sir? Do you believe with all your heart? All right, I want you to look on me as God's servant and as your brother. And I realize that around you is a dark spirit, which is death. And it's setting up on you, and only God can liberate you. You're suffering, and the trouble is in your lungs. You've been to a doctor. The doctor has done some work on you. He couldn't do nothing for you, and he's given you up. And that trouble in you is black, it's hideous, and it's cancer. It's a cancer in your lungs. And aren't you a German?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought so. Come here. You write to Germany about this and tell your friends when I get there to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God Father, who made the man, I condemn the disease of his body for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and say to the devil called cancer, come out of the man for a testimony in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go rejoicing. Have faith in God and believe with all your heart. And the Lord Jesus Christ shall bring to pass anything that you ask and believe that He'll do it. Now, every person in here, right now, of course, you're beginning to get weak and get numb. Now, every person in here can be made well if you just believe it.
Amen.
That's the end sign. That's what Jesus said. These signs will follow them that believe. The works that I do, they'll do also. Is that the work that God did? What do you think about it, sitting there? You're sitting there with the arthritis. Do you believe that God will heal you? The lady sitting there? You believe that God heals you the arthritis then? Stand up on your feet then. Stomp your feet up and down. The arthritis is gone from you. Amen. Your faith touched him, lady.
Amen.
The lady sitting there next to you has hardening of the arteries. She wants to get over too. Isn't that right, lady? Your faith touched him. You're healed now. You can go home. Hallelujah. Now your faith is moving. Just let it be loose. And the Lord Jesus Christ will bless you and will give you everything that you have need of. Have faith. All right, bring the man. All right, be reverent. Believe with all your heart. The Lord Jesus Christ will perform just what He said. How do you do, sir? Do you believe me as His servant? You do. All right. Then we are both eternal born man. And I must talk to you as a dying man talking to a dying man. Knowing this, that God will judge us both at the day of the judgment, when the secrets of every heart shall be disclosed at that time. But you've come to me tonight because you're suffering and you've got a stomach trouble that's bothering you. Is that the truth? And also, you're totally blind in one eye and almost blind in the other. Your eyes look good and clear, but you're going blind. That's true, isn't it? If that's the truth, raise your hand. Do you believe God sent me to give you your sight and to heal you? Through the name of His Son, Jesus? I'll tell you what the cause of your stomach trouble. You've got an ulcer in your stomach. And that's caused by habits you have. Smoking. That when you do that, puts it down the nicotine on your stomach, which burns that and causes you to be, you can never be better until you stop. Are you ready tonight to surrender everything to God and be made well? You'll do it if you will raise your hand to Him. I'll bow your head, audience. Almighty God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, give blessings to this dear man, I pray. May Your Spirit come upon him, and may he receive his sight, and let him live, Lord. He wants to live. He don't want to be blind, walking along the street, pecking with a cane. He wants to live. And may this demon of blindness that struck this poor man's eyes, Lord, You fed him all of his life. You give him the very breath he breathes. And I pray that You'll take this blindness off of him tonight and make him whole. Through Jesus, the Son of God, I ask it. Now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, please, just a moment. Now, you can keep your eyes closed, please, sir, just a moment. Now, Almighty Creator of heavens and earth, be merciful to the man as I ask for his healing, not for show, Lord, but that the people might know that you can restore sight. I ask it humbly for your glory and say to the blind spirit that's blinding the eyes of this, my brother, come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Every head bowed and eyes closed, just a moment. Now raise your head this minute. I open this one. You see? See? Put your finger on my nose. Now put your finger on my nose. All right, you raise your head. The blind has received his sight. On his blind eye, watch here. Let me hold you. Put your finger on my nose, sir. Put your finger on my nose, sir. You are healed, sir. God, the Lord Jesus, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Happy now. Look good now, right now. The man standing there said, look different. You see all around out there now. Everything's all right and normal. God has healed you. God bless you, sir. Go sin no more. Stop that smoking. You're also going to go out of your stomach. You'll be a good man. God bless you. Go be filled with the Holy Ghost now and give him praise. Praise be to the Lamb of God, who can restore sight to the blind. The man was totally blind in one eye, almost blind in the other. He has good normal sight. Then Jesus came and set the captive free. The same Lord Jesus that did that night can do tonight as he did then. How do you do, sir? You believe me to be God's prophet or his servant? You believe it. I believe you to be a sincere man that's standing there. We're strangers to each other, as far as I know. We never met in life. But that is true, isn't it? But God knows us both. Now you're in the presence of his being, sir. Not your brother, of his being. And I can tell you now that you have come for the same cause that the man came for a few moments ago. It's your eyes. You're going blind. Something's happened in your eyes. You can't stop it. It seems moving on. You've come from a long ways here driving. You drove here from way somewhere southward. You come northward. And you're in a city that's got a great big building in it. That's facing the east is a lovely garden like. It's a high building. Beautiful place. It's Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Go back. Jesus Christ will send you back to your sight to be well. God bless you for your faith. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Only believe, have faith in God. If thou canst believe, thou shalt see the glory of the living God. Chicago, what is the matter up here? Why is this world in such darkness? Why is gross darkness upon the people's heart? Why does the Spirit call out constantly and the Gentiles are shutting their hearts from the message? Where are you? Because you're fed well, you're clothed well, knowing not these mercies come from God? Do you know the hour is coming when you'll be weeping and crying and mourning of these things when you'll not get them?
Yeah.
Wait while time is at hand, and while you can receive God, receive him. Amen. Next call me. How do? You believe with all your heart? You believe if the Lord Jesus would let me know what's on your heart, that you would you'd be healed or whatever he's asking? You believe it? But you believe it. All right. I trust that he will, sister. Go do it. I begin to see coming between you and I now a long stretches of land. It looks like wheat, a prairie country. Small cities placed about. And there's a woman at the lane, and she is dying with a cancer. And that woman is in Canada. And if I'd say the place looks to me is a Saskatchewan. And she has got a cancer, and she's a relative of yours. The woman was once tried to get to me, and I failed to be at the place because of a snowstorm that had me up. And you've come to stand in her stead. Is that true? That was not my voice, sister. That was his voice. Now, do you believe you're standing in his presence? If I shall ask for the blessing that you ask for tonight, and you with your faith believing that he is here to hear, will you receive what you've asked for? Kind Heavenly Father, I ask this for your glory, that the people might know that you're the Lord Jesus. And I pray that whatever is on her heart, that her desires will be met. Grant it, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. Go and receive now. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart, and you will receive. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Distance has nothing to do with God. He knows all things. Does all things well. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You believe God will heal you of that heart trouble sitting there? You believe it, lady, with all your heart? You don't have a prayer card, do you? You don't need a prayer card. Yeah. You don't need a prayer card. No, you're pointing towards someone. I said you, the lady with the flowers on her hat. Yeah. You have heart trouble. Do you believe the Lord will make you well? Do you believe me to be His servant? You're interested in someone else. That's the person sitting next to you. That's your daughter. And that daughter is very bad in need. Tumor. And she also has a nervous condition that causes mental upset. Isn't that right? If that is right, raise your hand. Put your hand over on your child, sister. And sister, lay your hand on your mother. Lord, look down now with eyes of pity. And may they, who their faith has touched thee, and thou hast turned thy servant to them, and I'm offering this prayer in their behalf. May they both be healed for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. You said if you get the people to believe you and be sincere when you pray, nothing shall stand before the prayer. And you said these signs would be given that they might know that thou hast sent thy servant to pray for the sick. Now I pray that they'll be healed through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you. May you go and be well. You, lady, right now, your heart beats different, doesn't it? You're healed. You can go home. It looks to me that right now, of course, I'm getting weak. But there stands that fiery pillow hanging right there in that same place. And I see it by an elderly-like woman. And she's a thin-like woman with her hair combed back. And she's suffering with a varicose vein in her leg. Now she's in this section somewhere here. It was out of. There's the lady sitting right there with a little black town. Raise up, sister, that I might pray for you. Lord, her faith looking to those others and seeing what you are doing, I ask that you heal her, Lord, and make her days many and happy. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Go home now. May the varicose vein dry out from you and not bother you no more. Jesus, make you well. Come, ladies. Do you believe with all your heart? You're a very healthy-looking woman, but you suffer with a female trouble, don't you? You believe that He's going to make you well? You want me to put my hands on you because that's the way you're taught, so come here just a moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, may our sister be healed for God's glory. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go now and believe. All right, sister, would you come, please? Oh, my. What a time, Christian. Someday on the other side of the evergreen tree, when we talk of this night, remember, I'm saying now that the Lord Jesus is here. He loves you all. And I believe it's Him speaking through me to you now. Look to Him and live. Look to Him and be healed all the ends of the earth. Look to Him, Chicago. The hour of your decision is at hand. Choose Christ tonight and pray God to send an old-fashioned revival throughout the city.
Amen.
How do you do, sister? You want to get over that tumor? You believe God will heal you without an operation? Come here. Dear God, standing with my back turned to her, but feel that demon pulling, begging. He knows that faith is here now. And I ask you, Lord, to give faith to our sister and to thy servant. And now in the name of Jesus Christ, may the life go out of this tumor, and may it die like the tree did that you cursed. Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
All right. The most dangerous disease of the world, heart trouble. But Jesus lives in the heart also. He is the strength of your heart. Do you believe that? Come here. You've got a nervous heart. Lord, quieten the nerves of this mortal being standing here. You quieten the waves on the sea that night, said, peace, be still. The great calm swept over. The everlasting winds folded their wings and sounded to the bottom of the sea. And it was nestled asleep, at peace while the master of the sea crossed to heal the sick. Peace to this woman tonight, Lord. And in a representative way, I lay my hands up on her and say to these nerves and to this heart that's jumping and flashing, be still. Obey the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ as He speaks it from His Word. I ask this heart to quieten, these nerves to quieten, in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom I represent. Amen. Now look how quiet you are now. See how you quieten? Now you can go now, be well, be made well. Go and just feel different now. Let's say, praise be to God. My little lad, my son, do you believe that if the Lord Jesus was here, Mother, what do you think He would do if He was here? And this little lad, you brought him to the Lord Jesus. Now, the first thing, the Lord Jesus would know what was wrong with that boy, because He was the one who gave him. He's the one who fed him. And if there's any sickness wrong with the boy, the devil done it. Little Lord, would you give your heart to Christ and serve Him with all your heart if He would make you well, loving? Would you do the same, lady, for the life of this child, serving? God bless you. Frankly, you have been trying a little closer walk to find favor with God that the diabetes of this child would leave and he would get well. Isn't that right? Because a child of that age with diabetes is in a terrible condition. But who made the blood of man? God did. You believe and even had faith if I lay hands on that child that he'd get well. Isn't that true? Right. Now come here, laddie. The Lord Jesus is here. He would tell you them kind of a thing. And He'd lay His hands up on you and bless you. You'd get well. Now you're just a laddie boy. But Jesus went up to the Father. He had to give His mortal life that you could be healed. For through His blood, He paid the price of sin and sickness. And He gave His life, His blood, for that. But He's returned again in the power of the Holy Spirit and using His church, His ministers, to lay hands on the sick to get well as He told them to do. Now, do you believe that if I lay my hands on you and ask in His name, He who could tell me what your trouble is, what your mother's been doing, all about your life, do you believe that if I'd ask Him now that that disease would leave your body and you'd be a good well man and would serve Him? God bless this lad, who I bless in your name. And Father God, who makes the blood beat through my body at this minute, and God has made the blood that beats through his body. Satan has done the evil, and I ask that Satan removes from the boy. Come out of him, thou enemy, in the name of Jesus Christ. You may not be handled by a doctor, but God is more than you are. So leave the boy. Through Jesus Christ's name, God's provided sacrifice for healing. Amen. Blessings on you, little lad. It will leave you. God bless you. Stop your worrying. Rejoice. God bless you. Let's believe with all of our heart that the Lord Jesus is near. As you come near, sister, cold, damp, spirit, anointing, meaning death, you suffer with a cancer. But the Lord Jesus Christ can take the life out of that cancer and make you well. Do you believe that? Now, doctors do all they can do, but they're a man like I am. Now, I can do all I can do. That is, do what Jesus told me to do. Now, can you do what He told you to do? Believe. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive, you shall have it. Can you believe that with all your heart? Can you overshadow all of everything else and just walk and say, tonight I am healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm standing here now by a man that I believe to be his servant. I walk up here as a stranger to him. He tells me what's wrong with me and tells me that Jesus wants to heal me if I only believe it. Will you accept it? Then come forward. Kind Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grant that this little woman who's standing here full of curiosity and everything, I pray that you'll cast away every fear, every doubt, and the demon that binds her now, and may it leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go happy, rejoicing, sister, and praising God for his goodness. All right. Believe. All right, of course, we see. You believe God, he'll rise out and say, yeah. Amen. God bless you. Go right on. Amen. Amen. I want you to bow your head a minute for a death spirit on the woman. Would you bow your head just a moment? We're not trying to, now a while ago in showing that the blind could see, I didn't do that to be smart. Certainly it's given to me to cast out evil spirits. But I'll let the people have their faith. You must have faith yourself. But sometimes, I think something in my heart says, do this, that the people might know that I am with them. That's the reason, by the grace of God, restored sight to the blind man. That's the reason tonight that you will see, maybe, if God willing, the woman here, as you see, the deaf spirit, she's trying to lean forward to read my lips. But now you bow your head, keep your head bowed, till I ask you to raise your head, please. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, thou dost know all things, and know that thy servant is not trying to make a show of thy being. But Lord, only that the people might know that you're God, and I am your servant. I ask for this to be done widely open just now. And this woman is unprivileged of hearing the gospel. The Bible tells us thy word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Now, if she, this deaf spirit has her bound that she cannot hear, then, Father, she cannot have faith like she would if she could hear the gospel. Then I ask for a miracle. I ask to restore the hearing of this woman. And grant it, Father, for your glory. If thy servant has found grace in thy sight, let it be so tonight. For your glory, and for an ensign to Chicago, that they must repent or destruction lays ahead. I pray that you will grant these blessings through Jesus thy Son. And now, Satan, you who deafen the woman, I charge thee by the living God and by the Son of the living God, whom I represent here, by a gift of divine healing, ministered to me by an angel, come out of the woman. You can't hold her.
I'm free.
You hear me now? Open your eyes. Look this way. You hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love my Lord.
You had something wrong with your feet.
Yes.
They're healed also. Now go on your road rejoicing and happy. Let's say praise the Lord.
Amen.
A woman named Beth belongs. Well, when I asked the demon to leave her, every fiber of her body shook. And she began crying out right then, I'm free, I'm free, I can hear, I can hear. Right at that time, Jesus, the Son of God, the Bible said when the deaf spirit went out of man, he could hear. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God. Stand close, you all. Look this way, ladies. You believe me as God's servant? You're ready for an operation. And the operation is for a growth, which is called tumor. Is that right? You believe God will take it away from you? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave tonight, I pray. Amen. Go believing, sister dear, with all your heart, and God will bring it to pass just exactly what you've asked for. My lady, you believe it'll heal you? You believe it'll take away the diabetes? Everything that's wrong with you, you believe it'll make you well right now? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal this woman and make her completely well for your glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice. I just, reverend, again just a moment. I don't know whether one of the ladies that left your same is healed. I've seen it hanging this away. The spirit of the living God. But they were moving and I couldn't tell just what happened. It looked like someone standing. Now, it's following the lady that was just come by this way. It's riding around her. It stays. Oh, it's a lady sitting there with a pink-looking dress on. With her head down, she's in prayer. She's suffering with diabetes. You believe, lady, with all your heart? You believe that Jesus, you were in prayer, you were believing. He heard your prayer. The lady, I see what it was. Remain standing just a moment. That lady was just healed, wasn't that diabetic also? That's where that spirit was calling from. Or it was you in prayer to be healed of diabetes. Isn't that right? That is true. And that what that spirit was following the lady, if you want to see grace of God, look in here. Someone was disturbing, moving out. And I know something happened. It was a woman in prayer. A lady was healed with diabetes here on the platform, moved around, and I missed the woman, and the Holy Spirit with grace following this woman till it got right there and stopped. Satan knowing his time had come, the Holy Spirit pointing the woman out. I never seen it before like that. You're a believer, sister, are you? You're also, that's your husband in front of you there. Is that right? He's suffering with a nervous trouble. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind. That's your child that's afflicted. Isn't that right? You also have a daughter. Isn't that right? She's in Bible school. Isn't that right? She has a girl. God makes you well in Jesus' name.